Pete Kaiser. You're in Utiliqlit, taking a little break, and talk about the trail heading over from Caltag this morning.
It was pretty good. The first 2 hours or so were pretty moguled from probably the Iron Dog and other snow machiners. Once we got past that, it was good. It was just really hard and fast, and then past Old Woman, bare, but the trail was kind of like a ribbon of ice with the tiniest bit of snow on it, so it was just very little resistance for the sled. And the whole run was in the dark pretty much, so they were moving pretty good.
Now, I haven't chatted with you since Nikolai, and so you took your 24-hour layover in Takotna, and then your 8-hour layover in Ruby, and in the midst of everyone kind of trying different things, and you know, Jeff and Sonny taking their 24 in Ruby, and Martin taking his in Nikolai, you've kind of kept with the traditional layover schedule, I guess. And can you talk about that and why you choose to kind of go that route?
Just basically the team this year. I kind of had plans to maybe go farther, but I ended up taking so many young dogs in this team that I didn't see it to be a benefit to go any farther than Takotna. And then the trail we went through the gorge and the burn and stuff, it just felt like a good time to take a break. And pretty resigned to just getting this team to know him in as good a shape as possible, so I wasn't too concerned with the exact perfect place to 24, and I think Takotna was fine for this group.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were just commenting earlier about just the pace of this race and how fast it is, and part of it is the trail. It's been so fast and so icy, and the dogs have been able to move, and talk about that. Just, it's so fast today.
These teams are all the same caliber teams the last few years, I guess, and when you get a trail like this, there's just not a lot of, the dogs don't have nearly as much effort to maintain the speed that you want to go, so it's really easy. Even a tired dog team can, you know, maintain 8 or 9 miles an hour on a good hard trail like this. And then weather too, we haven't had any weather that's been, you know, that would really slow anybody down. So yeah, you get all those factors, you know, great dog teams, perfect trail and good weather, and you end up with records being broken probably again.
And you're at a great pace at this point. And talk about your hopes then in heading up the coast. You have customarily really pushed hard and done well in this area, heading up to the finish line. But with your young team, what are you hoping to see from them?
Yeah, we'll just keep going as fast as we can safely go. And I guess whatever we get. I don't really want to fall back anymore. But as far as catching teams in front of us, I'm not like, I don't have my sights set on anybody. Just get there, get to know them as fast as we safely can, and whoever we pass, and whoever passes us.
Right. Yeah. And this is kind of a building year. You want to make sure these dogs know what they're going to do, and we'll be able to push in the coming years.
Yeah, this is a fun group. I'm excited about getting them there, and then the years to come with them. I think it'll be a tough team.
So who should we look out for with these young dogs and new leaders? And, in the years to come, we know you're going to have a really, really strong team. So what dogs should we be looking out for?
A 2-year-old female named Mosley Led has been in lead since Roan to here. And she leads in training. But I didn't expect her to be as tough as she's been for me leaving checkpoints, and just hasn't needed or had a break in lead for probably 600 or 700 miles now. So she's pretty impressive, and her mom is Dollar, who has been leading me the last 4 or 5 years in Iditarod and everything. So that's kind of cool to kind of see the torch get passed that way. I have high hopes for her now for next year and the years to come.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Kaiser in Unalakleet, and reporting in Unalakleet this Sunday morning, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.